First of all, have you heard of the superstitions about this?
No.
No? Particularly in India and Pakistan, they say it's a very hard day if Eid falls on a Juma, because they think it bodes ill of the governments of that country. The governments shatter and fall, and calamities befall sometimes the whole nation. But it is just a superstition, that it has nothing to do with realities. Now, how that should be done? It is possible to postpone the Eid and bring Juma closer and saying one prayer for both. It is possible to mix Juma with Eid and say the Zuhr prayer alone instead of Juma. It is possible also and permissible to perform both Eid and Juma independently as they are, without interfering or changing their character in any way. I have seen all these things happen in my lifetime. Personally, I prefer Juma to be said as Juma and Eid to be said as Eid. But if people from long distances come and it is inconvenient for them to stay that long, then it is not at all it's most welcome. I mean, it shouldn't be considered as a secondary or a third-rate practice. Because all these are permissible, they are equal in this sense, that if you perform, adopt one manner, nobody has a right to censure it. In that, they have an equality. But normally, if you have the two functions separately performed, I prefer it, because you do everything twice before your Lord. And worshipping is a good thing. So, in that sense, it is preferable. Not in the sense that if somebody does not adopt this course, he is condemnable. So, with this clarification, now I go back to the possibility I was going to discuss. If in a function people come from countryside and they have to return, and the means of communication is such that they cannot wait long and they must return early, they would have to sacrifice their Juma anyway. For their sake, if Juma is brought earlier and it is mixed with Eid function, and Eid is belated slightly, then this can merge into one function, with the result that Zuhr prayer can be said independently or together as the situation may arise. So this also is a good way, because the intention is good. And the third possibility, though from some traditions it is inferred that this also happened, but that is not to be preferred. I think that should be the very rare case where even the Zuhr prayer is also brought together, and one Eid represents both Juma and Zuhr prayer and Eid. But in remote rare cases, this can also happen. I mean, still, you have no right to call it something wrong as far as the Sharia goes. This became very controversial once when Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis did it. And some people were very critical of it. And some people took it as an excuse to spread fitna and trial in the community. So that is why I am saying it. It is a very rare thing to do, Yet, some Ahmadi scholars positively produced evidence that it had happened before during the earlier parts of Islam, and it is permissible. But because it happened very rarely, so it is not to be preferred. But if somebody does it, nobody has a right still to censure it.